It's 5:16 on Downtown. Time to talk some college basketball like we do every week at this time. We connect on the G&M Family Market phone line with our NCAA insider, former college coach, the owner of the five-star basketball camp, Lee Klein. And Lee, let's start with talking about that great game last night. Duke, after falling out of the top 25, back with a vengeance and an exciting win last night over North Carolina.
Yeah, no question. I mean, amazing for a few sub-storylines. First off, young kids at Duke are growing up. Derek Thornton, growing up, playing the point guard, Key Steals. Luke Kennard, huge game, growing up. And, of course, Brandon Ingram, who is now propelling himself to being the best offensive player in this draft.
Lee, do you
the
think...
other storylines, so that's on the one side. The other side is, you know, Carolina, you can't play not to lose at the end of the game. You have to continue to win the game even when you're up eight.
Lee, do you think that the Duke-UNC rivalry is the best in college hoops, or could it even be the best in all of sports?
Well, I mean, college football is its own thing. But when we talk about college basketball, I heard some incredible stats today that the two highest-rated games last season, like 4 million viewers a pop, was both Duke Carolina. So it's a game, you know, in this modern era of college hoops, TV, it's really, you know, the Dick Vitales and everything, it's really developed this rivalry into being a spectacle, and both teams are usually right up there when we talk about potential national titleists. So I would say right now it's the best hoops rivalry, in-conference hoops rivalry that we have. And then, you know, we got to get back to some of the other non-conference rivalries, the Kentucky-Indianas and things like that, that are a lot of fun that teams, unfortunately, are scared to play for whatever reason.
Lee, three top teams got knocked off on Wednesday night. How do you think that shakes up the top 10 rankings, and how do you think it makes things shape up as we go into the seedings period for the tournament?
It's bananas. I mean, it makes it exceptionally difficult to try to figure out who the best teams are in America because it changes week by week. And that's, I think, what we've seen and has surprised us most of all. You know, Iowa losing to Penn State, you know, very difficult place to play. Iowa, you know, struggling at this point, losing its hold at a one seed. Oklahoma losing 3 out of 4, losing its hold on a one seed. And now, you know, there's going to be somebody. To me, what always happens is this. The power conferences, you win the power conference, you end up being a one seed. The ACC winner, Virginia, North Carolina, Miami, they're going to be a one seed. The Big Ten winner, Maryland, Michigan State, Iowa, they're going to be one seed. And same thing with the Big 12. You're going to have the same thing. But this is a wacky one that just about anybody on a given night could look like world beaters. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Texas Tech took down Oklahoma. Watch them this week and go to Stillwater and lose the state. I mean, that's the type of season we're in.
We're talking with Lee Klein, NCAA basketball insider. Lee, what games are on your must-watch list here for the next two or three nights?
Well, I mean, you've got a great, you know, Wisconsin-Michigan State's a huge game. Badgers winning 7 in a row going into tonight. That's a big game. You know, the coming up, you know, Miami coming up this weekend, huge ACC game against, you know, for Miami and their quest to try and be the, you know, to win the ACC regular season. Baylor, Texas tonight. You know, can the Longhorns put it together and make this final run and, you know, that second tier of the Big 12? Those games all are, you know, are really intriguing. And but every, you know, you've got desperation every night where not only are teams trying to get something going to get to the tournament, but coaches are trying to save their jobs.
Lee, we were fortunate enough to talk with ESPN's Sean McDonough earlier in the week, and we asked him the same question. Who do you think is a player that really needs this period of college basketball, the national spotlight, to elevate their profile into the nation's consciousness?
Well, when you think of that, the first thing that comes to mind are, you know, the mid-major players that use the NCAA tournament as a platform to propel themselves into the draft. I mean, that's the first thing that I think of. Guy like, you know, Valpo's Alec Peters, who nobody knows that, you know, Valpo makes the tournament and they're a pretty good team and, you know, could end up parlaying himself into the draft. Like you've seen, you know, what the NCAA tournament's done for guys like Frank Kaminsky or so on. I mean, that type of but mid-major guys that use the tournament to really get themselves to, you know, to be household names in that regard. And then, you know, this is an interesting draft. It's a weak draft compared to what we've been used to. Somebody's going to have, you know, come on strong, whether it be a Jaylen Brown at California. Somebody's going to come on strong and really elevate themselves into the lottery because it's so wide open that playing well late is going to allow yourself to be thrust right in, especially with the new rules where guys could go to NBA workouts and still have the option to go back to college.
Lee, from a coaching perspective, is there either a position or a certain type of player who can make an easier transition from the college to the pros?
Well, the first and foremost, there's an article coming out of Basketball Times the first of the month that sort of addresses this, you know, and it talks about a couple of things from the scouts' perspective. What are scouts looking for? And they want to know, you know, first and foremost, what's your NBA skill? What's the one elite thing that you bring to elevate yourself as a player? You know, when scouts first come to a game, the things that they notice are really the physical assets first and foremost, the height, the quickness, that part of it. But then it comes down to what's their basketball skill. Can they can they do it on an elite level that could translate into the NBA? The NBA is a league of specialists for the most part. So you better have one thing that you do it exceptionally well that's going to allow you to be in the league and stay in the league.
Lee Klein, our NCAA basketball insider, former college coach, the owner of the 5-star basketball camp. Lee, thanks as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Sounds great.
Lee Klein here on Downtown 20.